This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, judging a Burton Bridge Empire IPA. It's an English-style IPA, Category 14A. This is a nice little brewery in Burton, in the UK, you know, upholding the tradition of classic beers. The thing I like about this example off the bat is I look at the bottle and I see it's a 7.5% ABV beer. So, you know, right away I'm thinking it's a, you know, historical, authentic, you know, classical version. You know, some, you know, last time I was in the UK, I found some things labeled IPA that were like 3.8% ABV. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, I've read various things by British beer writers, and they all seem to be of the opinion that to call yourself an IPA, you really need to be at least 6%. You know, be something bigger than a pale ale, even in the historical context, not so much the modern. So, but it's hard to get examples. I mean, there are a lot of examples out of the UK that are otherwise of the right balance, but don't get that high in strength because they tax based on alcohol level, and the consumers are very picky about beer price. And when you go into a pub in the UK, you see three things listed: the name of the beer, the price, and the ABV. And you know, it's not like you walk into a bar in America and all the pints are like $4. You walk into a bar in the UK and all the prices are different depending on the strength. So, you know, you're paying for alcohol, which is sort of counterintuitive because these beers have such great flavor. So, you know, beer's not just an alcohol delivery system. You know, if you want that, have a vodka, I guess. Anyway, sermon aside, the Burton Bridge IPA. It's a pale amber-orange color, which I like to think of as like the perfect color for an IPA. A real English IPA shouldn't be dark. It's usually made with, you know, just pale malt, usually. You know, English pale malt. It's got a tall off-white head, and it's clear. So I like the looks of that. When I was first learning about IPAs and was reading Michael Jackson's books and looking at the pictures and such, you know, I noted that IPAs were frequently lighter in color than pale ales or bitters. So keep that in mind. It shouldn't have a huge caramely character. Smelling it, it's got a strong hoppy aroma. It's floral and spicy and earthy. It's got moderate esters, sort of like orange marmalade. It's a little bit of bready malt. Maybe it's herbal, too. A little bit of sulfur, mineral. I'm also getting a weird character. I'm thinking it might have something to do with wood. I don't know if they age the beer in wood at all. I just get a hint of wood, a hint of acidity, a hint of Brettanomyces. You know, that's doesn't really belong in the classic examples. Like, all the other aromatics were good, so I'll give it an 11. You know, if I hadn't got the sort of wood quality, and you know, I might have gone all the way. Flavor? Yeah, it's nicely bitter. Bitterness is at least medium-high from hops, plus a little bit more from alcohol. It has a moderately high hop flavor. It's herbal and spicy. I'm getting that orange marmalade ester, moderate. I am getting a slight wood flavor. It's really sort of a background thing. The malt itself is fairly neutral, lightly bready. There's a lot of bitterness, a lot of hops. There's enough malt there to support it, but the malt is definitely a bit player here. The hops are taking center stage. There is a light alcohol flavor. You can get the strength and the flavor. The finish is dry, a little bit of minerals, with a lingering bitter hoppy finish. So I really like all of that. You know, I could do without the little bit of wood character in there. Some people seem to think wood in an IPA is authentic. Yeah, they were in wooden casks, but the casks were pitch lined, so you're not going to get a wood character through that. So, you know, they should be, you know, airtight. I'll give it an 18 for flavor. Mouthfeel, it's got a medium light body, which is really good. Medium to medium high carbonation. You know, it's definitely warming, but it's really smooth. And even though it's got a lot of hops and a little wood, it has no astringency. So, you know, if it was in wood, it was very lightly done. You know, it does add a complexity to it. I do sort of enjoy it, but it's really not authentic. So, 5 for mouthfeel. Overall, I think this is extremely authentic. Everything I've read about, you know, historical IPAs, this is really all over. So, it's got a rustic, interesting hop character. It does feel like it's been in wood, but, you know, not to a high degree. I mean, they don't get a big, you know, woody mouthfeel with a, you know, tannic feel to it. Just a little bit of flavor. You know, I think it might have introduced a little bit of Brett. You know, it's just, you know, I just smell it in the background. I'm just sort of sensitive to it. It's a little bit of leather. So I sort of pick at that. It's subtle, it's interesting, but it really doesn't belong there. But that's the only thing I'm going to complain about. You know, it's got great malt and esters in support of the hops, excellent balance, great ingredients. It's strong and hoppy, just like historical literature describes them. So I think it's a little bit of a throwback IPA, and you know, for that reason, I think it's really worth seeking out, because it's nothing like modern IPAs that, you know, more often than not tend to be around 5%. So this is the, so it gets a 9 overall, 46 total. It's the Burton Bridge Empire IPA. It's a Category 14A English IPA.